Well, tonight we're going to have question and answers night. I know that we usually do that at the beginning of the month, but this particular month, at the beginning of the month, we had our fall gospel meeting, and so I wasn't able to get around to the questions and answers until tonight. But here we are, and so let's get on with the questions. The first question, I believe, comes from one of our younger people, just from looking at the handwriting that was there. Can't tell who, but nevertheless, it's a good question. Very simple question, but yet a question that is biblical in origin and one that perhaps most of us assume the answer to as adults, but nevertheless would be good for us to review it and to listen to what the Bible has to say about it. And the question is simply this: what is a prophet? What is prophecy? What do they mean? And so that's the question. What is a prophet? What is prophecy? And what do they mean? So let's see what the Bible has to say about the answer to that question. The Hebrew word for prophet literally means to bubble up or to pour forth. The idea is that the prophet, inspired of God, bubbles forth and pours out the words of God. God, in Numbers chapter 12 and verses 6 through 8, defended Moses as a special prophet of his. Look at Numbers chapter 12 and verses 6 through 8 in this regard. And we'll see a little bit about what God understands as being a prophet, and then how he understood Moses as a prophet. Now in this context, Aaron and Miriam had some dissension with Moses, and they didn't like the way that Moses was handling things, and so they questioned him and they challenged him. And so the Lord came down, verse 5 tells us, in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, now listen to what the Lord said to Aaron and Miriam. He said this, quote, "Hear now my words. Is there a prophet among you? I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So God is saying something about prophets here, and particularly about Moses as a prophet. But you'll notice that the other prophets, he deals with in a little different way. He makes known to them himself in a vision, or perhaps that God speaks to them in dreams. But Moses was a different kind of prophet. God spoke to Moses face to face. That is, he spoke directly to him, and God didn't use dreams or visions in order to communicate with Moses, but rather that God spoke to him plainly, as verse 8 says, and not in dark sayings. And so this was kind of a special situation, because in the case of Moses, God speaking directly to him, speaking plainly to him, this meant that Moses had a greater authority by virtue of the fact that he was, you know, kind of on a constant, continual relationship with God and speaking directly to God. Well, as a prophet then, Moses kind of stands forth as an example of what a prophet is. He's one who speaks on behalf of another. He is inspired of God to say the things that God wants him to say. And if we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18 in verses 18 through 22, we learn more about who prophets were and what they did. So turn over a few pages here to Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verses 18 through 22. Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verses 18 through 22. And let's read those verses together about prophets. And this is what God says. Verse 17 says, "And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good." Now look at verse 18. "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. So notice, God will raise up a prophet, God will put his words into the prophet's mouth, and the prophet will speak all that God commands him. Now look at verse 19. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. So several things going on here in Deuteronomy chapter 18 about prophets. First of all, they were people that God raised up to speak on his behalf. And they were supposed to speak the truth and not lie. And they were not supposed to prophesy in the name of other gods, that is, false gods. But they were supposed to prophesy in the name of God. If they misled the people, either by saying they were a prophet of God when they were not, or by speaking in the name of the false gods, then they were to be put to death for speaking wrongly in the Lord's name. However, the people were supposed to listen to and to follow their message. And God gave prophets a sign whereby when the sign was fulfilled, they would know that they were a true prophet. And that is, they would speak of things that were about to come to pass, that is, in the future. And when they said something that came to pass, then God said, that's how you know that this person is a prophet. But if their words failed to come to pass, then God said, nope, they're not a prophet. Don't be afraid of them, and handle them as you would handle any others who presume to speak presumptuously in the Lord's name. So that's kind of what a prophet is in the Old Testament. But as we said earlier, a prophet is a person who speaks to someone else or on behalf of another. And it's interesting that this word prophet is used of Aaron in relationship to Moses in Exodus chapter 7 and verses 1 and 2. Listen to what that says. And this is God speaking to Moses. And God says to Moses, see, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. And so God made Aaron a prophet of Moses. I don't know, that's not how we usually think about that word. When we think about a prophet, we think somebody who's inspired of God. Moses was inspired of God, and then he gave the message to Aaron, and then Aaron was to take that message to Pharaoh. But that just shows you that the word prophet means someone who speaks on behalf of another. And it could be a person speaking on behalf of God, or it could be like in this case, as in Aaron, when he spoke on behalf of Moses. Now, what is a prophecy? A prophecy could be any word from God, but we've come to understand it specifically as something that applies to the future. So when we think of the term prophecy, we think of something that's going to happen in the future. But the prophets of the Bible often prophesied of current events, and they called attention to the sins of the people and told them to repent. And so the prophets didn't always prophesy about the future, though they did from time to time. But they also told people about the things of the past and the things that are happening in the present, and then also things about the future as well. So as we think about this further, what is a prophecy? Let's look at a couple examples of that. Now in 2 Samuel chapter 12, you may recall that's the chapter after the chapter, 2 Samuel 11, where David commits adultery with Bathsheba. And God sends Nathan the prophet to go into David and to confront him about the sin that he's committed. And when he does that, Nathan is speaking about current events. He's not necessarily speaking about the future, though he does have some things to say about David's child in the future. But he's speaking about what David did, the sin that he committed, and what's going to happen as a result of that sin. And so this time, Nathan prophesied about current events. Now, in 1 Kings 18, we see that Elijah prophesied against the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel and then had them put to death for being false prophets. And so there, Elijah, not necessarily representing the future per se, was also talking about current events and things that they needed to do in the present. So prophets can talk about the past, they can talk about the future, and they can talk about current events as well. Most of the time, however, a prophecy, as we think of it, foretold of things that were going to happen in the future. And God said, as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verses 18 through 22, that this was the test of a true prophet. In Isaiah 41 and verses 22 through 24, God challenges the false gods of that day and time and asks them if they can do what he does. Now listen to what Isaiah 42 and verses 22 through 24 says. And this is God speaking. God says, "Let them," that is the false gods, "let them bring forth and show us what will happen. Let them show the former things, what they were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. Or declare to us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and see it together. Indeed, you are nothing, and your work is nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination." So what is God saying here to these false gods and false idols? He's saying, well, if these are truly gods, as you claim them to be, then let them utter a word of prophecy, either about the past or about the future. And let them tell us how things were or how things are going to be. Of course, that is something that false gods simply cannot do. And so at the end of this passage, God declares them to be an abomination. Well, God's point is this. He is the only God who tells them of things that happened long ago and what will be the consequences of those things in the present and what the future has to hold as well. So prophecy can be about the past or the present or the future. What does all of this mean, or what does all of this signify as we think about prophets and prophecies? Well, it means that God has inspired men and women to speak on his behalf to mankind. And yes, there were some female prophets. Their words are God's words, and we should listen to them. Today, Jesus is that prophet to whom we must listen. Turn over to Acts chapter 3 for just a moment. Acts chapter 3 and verses 22 and following. And let's read together what Peter says about Jesus being a prophet. And we see that Jesus really is a prophet. Acts chapter 3, verse 22. And he's quoting from a passage that we looked at earlier in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18. Now this is what Peter says. "For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who does not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people.'" And then Peter says, "Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many of us have spoken, have also foretold of these days." Verse 25, "You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" Now listen to what he says in verse 26 in conclusion. "To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you from your iniquities." And so Jesus truly was that prophet that Moses prophesied about way back in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18. And now we see the fulfillment of that. And we are to listen to him today. And that's the ultimate significance of a prophet in as we think about it in the Bible.